This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, let's step into hour two of Lori and Julia. Let's see if Lori can get that lexicon going and give us one more fun word. Maybe in hour two, we shall see.
I don't know.
She has a broad vocabulary. Don't ask me for anything new. I'll make up two words and put them together.
There you go. Too. I like that. You haven't made up a good word for a while.
I haven't.
We've got to get you reading more often out loud. Please. That's where you come up with
something. No, it's so mean. That's so mean to even say out loud.
Trust me, I sweat during my dirt alerts there every time. I know I'm going to mess something up.
Do you have any reading issues?
Not reading issues. I just kind of get, what I do is I read ahead too fast, so then I kind of get caught up and don't read. I got to slow it down. If you listen to me when I was with Don and Steve, it happened quite a bit, and it was something that you'll have fun with me. I'm pretty much Julia 2.0 when it comes to combining words.
Oh, that'll make our audience so happy.
Well, they liked it with Don and Steve, so we'll see what happens with you guys. So,
oh no, it's a talent people aren't aware of.
Yes,
we gotta own it.
Yes, absolutely.
I have two things to bring up to you guys. Okay, so
can we vote if we want to hear them?
Well, yeah, I'll give you
give us an option.
I'll give you the headline. Let's see. Here's headline one. Victoria's Secret finally reveals Victoria's Secret. Their regressive marketing stinks, and so does their itchy underwear. Because they, you know, they've always had terrible fitting stuff.
Oh, no. They have a really good... I've bought great underwear there.
Bras and underwear?
The sensible underwear, yeah.
At Victoria's Secret?
Yes.
When? 100 years ago?
It's been a while.
Yeah, I was going to say, Julia, you have not bought any Victoria's Secret in the last five years.
How do you know what Julia, my dating life demands?
I'm just saying, okay? I'm just saying that they're
people go there for perfume these days.
They're known for uncomfortable bra and underwear things. Too much itchy lace, not enough sizes.
It's kind of amazing that they owned that category for quite a while, I thought. Well, that they didn't expand more to have more like t-shirt bras.
Never forget who's in charge of Victoria's Secret at the end of the day. A very good friend of Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, he was.
Really?
Jeffrey
Epstein took to the bank and then some.
I am now never going there with Lily again and giving
them money. Well, he doesn't own it anymore. He's out of it, Lori. He's been out of it for 5 years.
Okay.
Not quite that long. Okay. But here's the thing that Victoria's Secret is, of course, Savage X Fenty and Skims have come along. And Victoria's Secret always seemed like their marketing and executive board was just a bunch of, I don't know what, but people that had a very outdated idea of what women want to wear and what lingerie can be.
And they marketed to teenagers with the pink line, you know?
Yes, and all of that. So anyway, they're totally rebranding. So that's one story that we have and that we could talk about because it's, I mean, they have had several years of being of bad press about what a sexist organization it is, the Wexler tied to Epstein, and the uncomfortable overpriced garments they've been selling for a long time. Or the other story is a New York City socialite ex-model left her restaurateur husband for a twin sister's husband.
Oh, tell me that story. And that is scandalous. A twin sister left her husband for her twin sister's husband.
New York? You said New York?
Yes, this is a classy
No, it isn't.
High society gossip story.
Okay, do we know the people?
We don't know, but this is terrible. Everyone could buckle up.
This is terrible.
Well, here's what the story. Tell me the story. Okay, because this story has everything. That's why I say buckle up. We got twins. We got models. Not Victoria's Secret models, but models. We got fashion. We got restaurateurs. We've got betrayal. And we have talk of a possible Shania Twain-style husband switcheroo.
Oh, you're kidding.
Okay, so meet Charlotte Bonstrom, 50, a Swedish-born former model who's been married to Italian-born celebrity restaurateur Vittorio Asav. He owns Serafina Restaurants.
Okay.
They've been together for more than 20 years, and they have two kids. Now, we've met Charlotte. Now, meet Charlotte's identical twin sister, Cecilia Bronstrom. Also a former model. Also, if it's her twin, 50. Trick question. And Cecilia's husband is Frenchman Thierry Gillier, founder of the fashion house Zadig & Voltaire, where Cecilia is the creative director.
Okay.
They got married just 5 years ago, and they have a 7-year-old son and three kids from other relationships. Now that you know the people involved, here's the story. Okay. During the pandemic, Charlotte, who is married to the restaurateur, had an affair with Cecilia's husband, Thierry, who has the clothing company. Celia is obviously devastated. There's a rumor going around that she's dating Charlotte's jilted husband, the restaurateur Vittorio, as an act of revenge. And don't forget, we're in Gemini season for this story. So anyway, yeah, they left each other, and they are. Yeah. I mean, for all we know, Charlotte pretended she was Cecilia to seduce her brother-in-law. Didn't that happen on Sister Sister?
Yeah.
I'm looking at the one is taller than the other, so there is a little bit of a difference, but not much. Wow.
Sources say Charlotte began cheating on her husband because he spent so much time with models during their marriage. Please note, this is the restaurateur husband, not the fashion one. She was very hurt when Cecilia, the fashion twin sister, found out about Charlotte and her husband's affair in March. She did a nice little Instagram acknowledging it, and it is just filthy, filthy gossip. And if you do a deep dive of both of them on their Instagram, they were very close sisters prior to the pandemic happening. And so to me, this is one of the en familia stories of the pandemic that I don't think can be beat. Could be a movie.
No. That's dicey.
Could be a movie.
Oh, no.
And it's unlikely these twins will ever be friends again.
Oh, no.
I know. Can you imagine the awkward explaining to all the children involved?
Oh, no.
So if you think your parents' breakup was bad, just take a look at Cecilia and Charlene.
Oh, that. And I'm looking at them. I mean, they're very much.
Identical.
Identical. Oh.
So doesn't that make it convenient for the husbands involved?
Wow.
Yeah, just call her C.
Okay, that's something.
All right, there you go.
That was a good. Yes. That's a good juicy one.
Coming out of nowhere, involving no one, but there were so many juicy soap opera details.
Yes,
we had to go there. Leave Victoria's Secret in the dust.
If you
want to
read more of the story and look at the pictures of the sisters and the men,
go to page 6.
Go to the Daily Mail or page 6. Daily Mail has a whole pictorial of these people put together. And
that's
I'm like,
where I'm at. Oh,
Whoa. All right, listen, it's time for Random Thoughts.
I saw this story the other day. Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's Random Thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
All right, everybody. So last night, I couldn't stop laughing. And Lori, I know you watched it, but there was a story earlier in the week.
Oh, that happened last weekend. The fisherman
was swallowed by a whale. Michael Packard, he was a Massachusetts lobster diver.
Excuse me.
He's alive.
Yeah.
He was swallowed by a whale last week. And the story was trending everywhere. But last night, Jimmy Kimmel Grant recreated... You got to look at the camera. I'm going to show people because I'm showing everyone
if
this.
You were watching
he recreated
on YouTube.
Whale mouth and the guy
sat
in it. Super funny. So he did this. So the guy told the story about what happened to him. Basically, he's a lobster diver, and all of a sudden he
got scooped.
He had this bang. Everything went dark, and I'm just moving, traveling fast through the water. I'm like, what the heck? Did I just get eaten by a shark?
And he's like, swallowed by the big jaw of a whale.
He was not swallowed. He was held in the mouth.
Okay.
Because initially he thought, is that a shark? But there were no teeth around him.
Right.
And he's in this open cavity. He didn't feel any teeth. And he said, I was struggling and banging and kicking and thinking, there's no way I'm going to get out of this unless whatever this is decides to let me go. And this is how I'm going to go. And so for about 30 to 40 seconds, was inside taking, you know, whales do the deep dive and then they come up and the deep dive.
And they open their mouth and they get whatever is in there and then they don't swallow everything.
They don't? They just hold it?
Well, like kind of that. I remember going on a whale watching thing and that like whales will dive and they'll get what they call krill.
Yes.
So like they're figuring out what they're going to swallow.
Right. And so.
So maybe when the guy was kicking and decided banging, that said, wasn't, that's wasn't, not how, you know, that this stuff acts. This
exactly.
Isn't like how a shrimp acts.
So then the guy gets released. It would have been funny if he came out of the blowhole.
Oh, no.
Can you imagine? But he didn't.
Yeah.
He came back out of the mouth. The whale opened his mouth and then his friends, you know, saved him. I mean, it's just an amazing story, but it's so funny. Jimmy Kimmel recreated the whale mouth last night. It was very funny, but the guy is fine. What a story.
Here,
what
this is him saying quickly, just a quick little bit about how he felt here.
Okay.
I was just about at the bottom and I just felt this truck hit me and everything just went dark. And I could just feel just hard stuff all around me, like. And I just thought, did I just get eaten by a white shark? And then I said, no, I don't feel any teeth. And I said, oh my God, I'm in the mouth of a whale.
OMG.
Can you even, I mean, you just can't even imagine.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even imagine. Happy birthday to Barry Manilow. He's 78 years old today. I waited on him in 1983 at Café Le Sueur on Super Bowl Sunday, where he rented out a restaurant to host his touring company during the Super Bowl. Of course, he rents out a fancy French restaurant.
We
waited on him, and he couldn't have been more delightful.
Oh, lovely. In 19, what year?
83.
So he was handsome.
Yep.
There you go, Barry.
Barry Manilow, happy birthday. Okay, remember when it all went down with the Gorilla Glue gal who thought she was using just something good stuff on her hair, but she puts Gorilla Glue over her hair.
Tessica Brown, I believe, is her name, right?
Yes. Well, she's turning lemon into lemonades, and she's come out a line of hairspray called Forever Hold. It was inspired by her Gorilla Glue experience. I mean, remember, she had
good name.
Yeah. She had to go to a plastic surgeon, and she had like a terrible time with it.
Are we having deja vu? Someone else just told us this on our program.
Today?
No, like a couple days
ago. Yesterday I mentioned it in the Dirt Alert. It's okay.
Are you saying I'm using recycled material?
Yes,
Larry?
I
wasn't listening.
Great story. You were not listening.
Whoa!
Yesterday, because we talked about this lemonade, and I can't pretend.
Bam!
I can't fake interest
can't
2 days in a row.
Oh, God, that's so good. It's so good that it's fake interest. You're such a mooch.
I can't.
Okay.
It took so long for her, because probably told her, let people have time. We'll remind them that you're the Gorilla Glue girl.
Right.
But I still don't know that I'm taking any advice from a lady who Gorilla Glued her hair in
place.
Thank
you.
That's, all right, fine.
That's, I guess, what I didn't get to say yesterday. So fine. I did have interest. So thank you for bringing
Thank you for sharing. Okay.
But good for her, like you said, Julia, that is nice that she turned some lemons into lemonade with her crazy situation. But I'm not personally going to buy those products.
But we all know about the story, because there were very few stories of interest at all this past year.
Yes, that was a hot one.
Stuff. You know,
that was a hot one.
Whoa. All right, so here, imagine this. You know, traveling right now, people are really unruly on airplanes, and you're hearing a lot of stories about passengers just getting an uproar. So this happened yesterday on a flight from San Francisco to Las Vegas, and The plane had to turn around on the tarmac because there was a physical altercation between two guys. They got in a fight over who gets the armrest.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm.
So I just want to reiterate the universal rule.
Yes, of that. Okay.
Going for your first ever run around the park. Literally running errands all over town. Running for the finish line and your personal best. If you run, you're a runner. Find the shoes and clothes to run your way at newbalance.com/running. New Balance. Run your way.
This episode is brought to you by Vital Farms. Isn't it bullshit to have to question where your food comes from? At Vital Farms, you can trace your pasture-raised eggs all the way back to the source, the pasture. On the side of each pasture-raised carton of eggs, you'll find the name of the farm where your eggs were laid. And when you look the farm up on their website, you'll get a peek at all the sunshine, fresh air, and open space the hens enjoy. Learn more and find out where to buy them at vitalfarms.com. Vital Farms, keeping it bullshit free.
Okay. If you are stuck in a middle seat, and that's because you buy the lowest class fare. I know this from personal experience.
Right, right.
And you don't want to pay all the extras because what the heck? I can deal with it. You have access to both of your armrests.
Yes.
And the people sitting next to you by the window, they've got the window to lean
armrests
into.
Armrests and the person on the aisle has the aisle. The middle person, yes.
It is the worst seat usually in the world.
Mm-hmm. But what if you're 2 and 2?
Then there is no middle, Lori.
That's right. But there's one more armrest.
There is. And then who usually the person who gets it is the one who claims it.
Yeah, first. Okay. See, this is, I think, where the thing happened. It was a 2x2
seat.
Was
it a twofer?
No, that's what I'm just guessing.
Oh, gosh. But the plane turned around. They got arrested.
Oh, my. As they should.
Neither of them wants to press charges on the other.
Of course.
They both missed their flight to Vegas fun because of it. So anyway, just know, but if you're in the middle seat and you are, I'm not going to go down that path.
Thank you.
Not going to do it.
I'm glad you thought bubbled yourself.
I bubbled myself. Okay, so lobsters are cannibals. Do you guys know that?
When they're hungry? This goes back to the lobster diverman.
It's a little fish day. When they're hungry and looking for food, they'll happily just eat it. Another lobster. Well, they just eat their own.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm not a lobster fan.
I love shrimp. I love lobster.
I don't know what it is about the lobster.
I don't know. It's so...
If it's all, I don't want to have to... Here's my thing.
You don't like to work for food.
I don't want to work for food. I hate having to crack my lobster. I never understood the appeal of crab legs. I peel and eat shrimp. I don't want to work for food.
It's like pistachios and peanuts. What's the just give me them without the shell, right?
No, yeah. Really. Yes. See, part of the thing, okay, if you are really tactical person and you like to touch things and work things in your hands.
You can drag your lobster that's already out of the shell through butter. You don't need to get all messy with the bib.
It's part of the fun.
No, it isn't.
It is delicious. I'm kind of with Julia.
Yeah. It's part of the
fun. It's an adventure.
Is getting the work in to get that Alaskan king crab out of the leg by cracking it.
Is it? Is that why so many people serve it?
Yeah, it's fun.
Nobody serves it. Find me a restaurant that does crab legs anymore.
New Year's.
Red Lobster.
You're right.
Thank you, Grant.
The Ocean Air.
There you go. Ocean Air. Right.
Fine.
All right. Fine. Thanks, Granty Grant.
You're welcome.
What are we calling you? Mr. Grant? Granty? Grant.
No. Grant.
Mr. Grant.
Grant.
Yeah. Grant. I like that. We'll go with that.
Grant. Where's Grant?
So I was talking to a friend of mine who's a huge Housewife fan.
Wasn't me.
It wasn't you, Julia. It wasn't you. And he said, I've learned more about Erica Jane watching The Housewife and The Hustler than I have in 6 years of her being on Beverly Hills. And last night, Beverly Hills was on and... The show started off with Erica Jane, you know, in like a preview of what was going to happen in the show of her going to a party ready to face the music about her divorce and, you know, saying something. But GMA had, they jumped on the story. And I'm glad that someone is covering it, because we got in the news on Tuesday, I think, that Erica Jane's attorneys had dropped her after The Hustler and the lawyer and The Hustler.
It's
the Hustler.
A documentary right now that's on Hulu
about Erica Jane and her husband. So here, we'll listen to GMA.
There's so many layers to this divorce. It's so f***ing complicated.
This is the opening.
It's very
of
difficult
Hills.
To explain. I did not see it ending this way.
Overnight, Erica Jane's real-life scandal unfolding on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And now, a harsh reality setting in for the Bravo star as her lawyers drop her.
Whenever you have a client that says, I had an attorney and they withdrew, it is definitely a red flag. It's something that alerts you that there were some significant issues either with the client or with the case.
Jane's attorneys in her ex-husband's bankruptcy case withdrawing their representation the same day the bombshell Hulu documentary The Housewife and the Hustler was released, saying in court documents the relationship of trust and confidence that is essential to a properly functioning attorney-client relationship has broken down, and in the good faith assessment of counsel, the relationship is irreparable. That documentary giving voice to the people Jane's now disgraced ex-husband allegedly stole money from.
It was as simple as me noticing, like, okay, I'm expected to get a payment this day, and I didn't get it.
High-powered attorney Tom Girardi stands accused of embezzling a fortune from his client's financial settlements.
That's the worst thing a lawyer can do.
Every single lawyer knows that if you dip into the client's account, you will be disbarred.
That money allegedly used to fund their lavish lifestyle of private jets, parties, and fancy homes that Jane flaunted before millions of viewers on the hit show.
I'm an enigma wrapped in a riddle and cash.
Okay. Oh, I know. And I'm watching it last night, and
Beverly Hills Housewives.
And I can't believe that, okay, last season, you know, the Denise Richards yelling bravo, 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 every single dessert course, and, you know, the whole thing about Brandy Glanville, and, you know, some of the year before it was the doggy thing with Lisa Vanderpump. But now we have, I'm watching The Real Housewives. It was filmed during COVID. They've got an election party. So we were reliving November, the election. Erica Jane files for divorce on election day. And this is all being filmed
in real time
on TV. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing it in Beverly Hills, where it has stayed in the shallowest. And now we've got real scandalous dirt from the person who was the enigma wrapped in mystery and wrapped in cash. And we never knew anything about her. And now now we're finding out, holy crap, is she just been a big con woman all along?
I'm just going to say yes. I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay, and I'm going to say yes, but I mean, Kyle, Lisa, Teddy, Dorit, they vilified Lisa Vanderpump for 3 years about something that didn't happen with a dog. And I mean, they looked at Garcelle last night when Garcelle brought up the fact, she says, well, why is Erica filing for divorce? Right? And they were just like looking at her like she was crazy. And I'm like, these women, and Garcelle is just, because she's like only a year into this, is only her second season. Well, I just was with her last week, and she said everything with Tom has been great. He's just a workhorse. He's in the office every day. And she said the first time I saw her, she started crying about how much she loved him. And last year when we all went to the house and he told us the John Wayne stories, and the ladies were like, I mean, they're so silent.
So do you think they knew?
I don't know what they knew, but boy, are those some bossy, get-in-your-nose business ladies, you know. And thank God Kathy Hilton, who says she's never going to hold a diamond on that show, she comes in and she's like, oh my God, you guys, what is going on? Who knew about Erica? What is going on? Because remember, when she files for divorce, we don't know about all the embezzlement and fraud stuff that's about to happen. This is all playing out on the show.
Makes it a little more, I'm going to say it adds a certain flavor to it, Lori, because it's a little more interesting to watch it.
And I want to see these shallow biatches get up in their gossipy business because they got all worked up about all this stupid stuff. Maybe lesbian love affair, puppy gate. And now they're all going to be silent while a woman whose husband has been defrauding orphans, burn victims, plane crash victims.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting to see.
Okay, silence speaks volumes.
Well, here's what I'm going to say. All right, and if anyone wants to weigh in on this, please feel free to call us 651-641-1071. Our phone number is really easy to dial. I want to say this about Erica Jane. She scares the crap out of me.
Yes.
So I think that's the difference. I think Denise is not as scary. I didn't think Lisa Vanderpump is as scary, but I would be scared of Erica Jane.
Okay.
So that would be why I wouldn't say she scares me. I'm watching her on a TV hundreds of thousands of miles away. I mean, she scares me.
Okay.
Women like that who are, she talks like this. No emotion.
Well, she wears her sunglasses on every trip she goes on in the morning.
She feels like she is a
she scared us at Craig's.
She totally scared us at Craig's. We went over Grant. She was sitting with Lisa Rinna, Brad Goreski, and Brad's husband.
And we went Erica over. Jane.
Hi.
But it took us a while because she looks so grim. She
looks so grouchy. But we've met Lisa Rinna before, and she's absolutely delightful. And we just really wanted to
say hi,
tell them how much we liked them, which is so verbatim. But they go to a place where everyone knows your name, Craig's.
Right.
It's a CNBC place. They're going to get stalkers like us. That was the same night we were chatting with David Spade.
Yes, it was.
And we go over and say hi, and literally,
Ice Queen,
until Lori shot her a compliment and said, "You're so much more skinny in person."
Right to her heart.
She didn't say that, but I'm just teasing her. You gave her, you would be so good at fashion police.
Yeah.
But I mean, you felt like you needed to say something complimentary because literally we were being iced. We were turning into stone.
Yeah, we were. No, well, maybe because I'm telling you, when Garcelle just said, well, shouldn't she like kind of wait? And the ladies just looked at her, well, why would she wait? And I'm just thinking, okay. And then Garcelle laid out and the Bravo editors showed the clip of the ladies a year ago being at the Pasadena mansion.
Right.
Where Tom Girardi was jovially telling the story about being a stunt extra in a John Wayne movie and he got shot out of a cannon or something. No signs of dementia. Then they show...
even on their trip to the Lake Tahoe, she said Tom is just
going to the office every day. They showed that
we're getting along better than ever during COVID.
I mean, they all were just like, you know, like they just held. Oh, stop it. Like it was the craziest thing in the world to wonder
again
why, after being married to a wealthy older man for this long, Erica decided to divorce him when he's in his early 80s. And OPS, by the way, did she know he was embezzling? Probably. Because they'd been married for, you know, 25 years.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say this, Lori. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because they're afraid of her.
All right.
Well, everyone, you know, there's
Kathy Hilton isn't afraid of her. And she just, again, when she came into Sutton's Boutique, she goes, all right, you guys, we got to find out what's going on with this. There is something going on.
There's something fishy.
She doesn't know how to
play the game.
And
which is fantastic.
It is.
All right. Does someone want to weigh in on this?
Yeah, we've got Christy on the line with us. And she thinks that there's one point that we might not be seeing. And she wants to let us know.
All right. Hey, Christy.
Hey. I think what Garcelle was implying was that why not wait because he's old?
Yes.
And he's going to maybe kick the bucket.
Right.
So just wait.
That's
him out.
Again, the reason why, and maybe these ladies know something or have heard rumors, and that's why they're the only ones not reacting like Garcelle, is they know something fishy has been going on. Maybe they even know that Erica's been advised by her own attorneys, get out now so you don't get dragged down in his embezzlement scandal. That's why she filed.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I just don't know. We just don't know what they knew.
Right.
But don't you think those ladies being silent means that they kind of know something? thing or they've heard rumors and only Garcelle didn't.
Very, that's very likely.
And wouldn't she scare the crap out of you if you ran into her?
Yes, for sure.
But
do you think she knew?
Who, Erica?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Same. Yeah.
She knew.
Same. She's a cold woman.
And
her accounts, I thought. I thought they hid some of the money in her accounts.
Yeah, $20 million went to an LLC in her name. And
she says it was just a gift.
Yeah.
It was just a gift from the guy I married.
But it's so dirty. We've never seen this on. Now we'll see this maybe on Salt Lake City, but this is like the most. It is so interesting to me, and I guess she needs the money, but that Erica, it's got to be against the advice of her attorneys, who she doesn't have anymore. They must have told her, don't film.
Right.
And the relationship of trust. So she's already lied to him if they've quit on the eve of this documentary.
Right.
Yeah. And well, Andy Cohen keeps implying that she's going to be really open about all of this on the show. So well, I'm really curious what we learn.
Maybe orange is going to be her new color.
Oh, hey. Laurie. Thank you for calling in and weighing in on it. My gosh.
All right. We got to go. Yeah. It's time to Hollywood speak.
So what are you trying to say?
What is the meaning of this, Julia? We need some Hollywood tennis speak.
Oh, all right.
Here's the headline. Rafael Nadal pulls out of Wimbledon and the Tokyo Olympics. He says it's never an easy decision to take, but after listening to my body and discussing it with my team, mm-hmm. I understand this is the right decision.
I'm very sad about this. Well, here's the deal. Is that he was so disappointed he lost to Novak Djokovic. I'm just going to say.
At the French Open?
I think they're just killing him. Clay court season is especially hard on tennis players because you volley so much more. It's harder to win a point on clay, the hardest surface compared to grass and the hard, you know, regular U.S. Open tennis courts. And he knows Wimbledon isn't his sweet spot, and there's a week less time.
Introducing Batiste Sweat Activated and Touch Activated Dry Shampoo. With breakthrough technology that absorbs oil and releases bursts of fragrance whenever you sweat or touch your hair for up to 24 hours, it's the ultimate hair care for girls on the go. Try the newest dry shampoo that's activated by you. Batiste, the future of hair care is here. Buy Batiste Dry Shampoo online or in store at your nearest retailer.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To prepare your body for it this year than there have been in past years. So he's just not physically fit. He's not feeling it. He knows he won't win.
And the Olympics? Why the Olympics?
Because he doesn't care. Oh. He's already got two Olympic medals. It's in Japan. He really doesn't care that much about it. He wants to get ready to try to win the U.S. Open here in September. That's where he has better odds.
Got it.
So these older dudes, you know, Roger Federer did the same thing. He dropped out of the French Open, the clay court, because he knows he's not going to win. And so he's focusing on grass.
Why beat up the body?
Because grass is his best thing. They're older. They have to do some certain things. But the other depressing news, as far as a fan, is that Naomi Osaka also dropped out of Wimbledon today.
Well, no, she said this. I've decided to spend more time with my friends and family, so I'll see you at the Tokyo Olympics.
Yeah, she's excited to go play in her home country, Japan. And she also is better on hard court, which the Olympics will be.
She's not ready to talk to the press. Is that what it means? I'm spending time with friends and family?
Well, and grass isn't her specialty. Okay. She does better. She'll do better on the hard court at the Olympics, and she'll do better at the U.S. Open. I mean, people are picking and choosing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's for a fan. This is very sad.
Yeah.
And Roger Federer, you know, they're doing the grass court warm-ups, you know, if you watch Tennis Channel, that's what's
Berlin.
Going on.
They're in Berlin?
It's and also in London.
Okay.
And so they're doing all the warm-ups, getting people used to that surface. Mm. He was knocked out in second round yesterday, and he said, I will never do this again. I will never be knocked out because it looked like he was just not playing for seven games.
Was he literally knocked out, like with a tennis ball to the head?
No, Laurie. Okay. He was beat. Okay. He was beat, knocked out.
Okay.
So anyway, and Djokovic is on, you know, he could win a Grand Slam this year. He's already won Australian Open. He won the French Open. He is the best on odds to win Wimbledon if his body holds up. He's a machine.
Yeah.
And then the U.S. Open. So we'll see.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Nadal also doesn't want to lose to Djokovic again right away.
Oh, okay. Thank you for that.
It's a little bit of a pride thing.
That's what we were looking for.
A pride thing. His body's not ready, and I think it's a pride thing.
But we were looking for the Hollywood tennis speak, and now you've given
those two have played more matches than anybody else.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Who?
Doing a little interview, and she says, my daughter, Apple, has never seen...
a banana.
And... That was good.
That was well played. Well played.
Thank you. I just can't stand that name.
I know.
And here's Pear. Yeah.
My daughter, Apple, has never seen any of my movies.
Oh, please. Well, you haven't been in that many first rounds.
Oh, Julia. There you go.
Low blow. I like it.
Think about the movie Shakespeare in Love.
Was she in the same...
Sideways.
In the same interview, she says, I hate. We got five hates.
Watching myself?
Yeah, seeing myself in movies. So, I mean, when someone has to say hate five times about their humble bragging about how much they don't like themselves, I don't believe it.
I'm thinking
that's too many hate.
That's a scream for listen to me and watch me.
Right. I watch every one of my movies 50 times.
Okay, so think of it. She was in Seven with Brad Pitt. She was in Emma, Sliding Doors, A Perfect Murder, Shakespeare in Love, Talented Mr. Bums. Shallow Hal.
Movie wouldn't get made today.
No. I mean, she wasn't in a lot of, so you can see that she wouldn't maybe watch, except for Iron Man.
What about Shakespeare in Love?
Shakespeare in Love was great. She was great in that.
I don't know. Anyway,
all I know is
she's always humble bragging about something like that. It just makes sense.
But she hasn't been in that many movies.
Okay. So there's all kinds of stuff going on in Orange County with the firing of the three. They fired Kelly Dodd, they fired Bronwyn, and they fired Elizabeth.
Okay.
And Bronwyn was only like her second year, and this Elizabeth was only 1 year, and Kelly Dodd had been there like 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
So Dodd shared a series of texts back and forth that she had with Bronwyn after the news came out that
they've been fired.
Their contract hasn't been renewed. And Bronwyn sent a text to Kelly that said, I hope you're okay. I know we've been through hell and back, but I'm here. Kelly screenshotted that with her response. This was your fault.
Oh,
we'd still be on the show if you didn't make things so dark and ugly and brought all that political woke BS.
I hope you don't get an idea when we get our contracts not renewed. Dick screenshots of our texting back.
Then Bronwyn said, why would Kelly post screenshots of her own text? They were going back and forth. Basically, Kelly is blaming Bronwyn
for her demise,
for her going off of the show. But I think that Kelly was lucky that she even came back this last year, because she's kind of not, she's not been fun.
Has she been like a Teddy Mellencamp character? Because I don't know those shows.
Kind of. And now
this is wasted on me.
Yeah. Now Heather Dubrow denies that she was Andy Cohen's egg donor. It's come to that. She's a great gift giver, but she didn't give Andy his baby boy.
Isn't she a little older? She's like 48, isn't she?
But maybe she's had eggs, you know, on hold that hadn't been fertilized. I don't know, Julia.
That little boy of Andy Cohen's doesn't look anywhere near a Heather Dubrow.
No, I know.
He's so cute. What's his name again?
Ben.
Oh, he's cute.
Anyway, that would be an HR issue.
That
she's Even if she was a retired housewife, that'd be an HR issue.
That would be.
From Andy Cohen. Uh-huh. He can't be. Anyway, so Kelly Dodd, they're going back and forth. And then her guy, her husband, she married last year in the pandemic. He just got let go from Fox News. So neither one of them are employed.
She's not happy today.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. No, and she got fired by her brand water that she was the face of. And 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever the saying is to the countdown to getting divorced, or maybe I'm going the other way around.
I don't know what that countdown is. I'm thinking you're Shamil, Haberdary Incorporated. Like, what is 2, 5, 4, 6? I don't even know what you're talking about. Here today, gone tomorrow, 6 and 1 and 5 just, in the oven. What is a 2, 5, 4, 6?
I don't know. I lost
it's
track
like
of
it. It's the store 3, 5, 7, 9. Yeah. I have no idea.
I lost track of what he's
we're
saying.
We're talking about here. Okay.
No, but 3, 2, 4, 1, whatever you say, the number
8, 6, 7, 5, 3, 6, 9?
Yeah, 8, 6, 7, 5, 3, 0, 9.
I have no idea
where
you're
going. When you do the countdown, 4, 3, 2, 1, divorce or boom or whatever. Like, I feel like Kelly and Rick, like, I wonder how long they're going to be married.
Okay, but that's a countdown only you know about in your mind.
Julia, because I'm mixing up the countdown metaphor.
I don't know the divorce countdown metaphor.
It's just any countdown metaphor. Okay. Whatever that
10, is. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 is a countdown.
Yeah, but okay, shorter boom. Than that.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, boom. I have no idea what just happened here.
Okay. Well, that was fun. I got that one. That really fun. Confused. Someone's going to have to Hollywood speak the Hollywood speak.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Thanks for hanging out with us. This is Lori and Julia on My Talk 107.1. We will be right back.